Okay, this is King Rick 56 interviewing.
Hi, this is Krem. I'm giving Rick a blowjob.
That's how he got his position.
Oh, what? I didn't say anything. Guys, we were just playing around.
Eyebrows.
Oh, eyebrows.
We are going to be... I'm going to be interviewing Quinlan here, and Quinlan will be interviewing me, and... In the interest of entertainment, there may be blowjobs.
What? No. No question of it.
We
were talking about Monica Lewinsky just a bit before that, and so we got on the subject, and... Well,
it's a step up from rape.
Perhaps.
Depending if you're Canadian or not.
Well, yeah, but in rape, one of us is innocent, at least.
I'd tell that to, Ditto.
Oh. Ugh.
All right, we'll move straight along. I'll ask a question, then Quinlan can counter me with a question. This will be like a point counter.
So we can't really answer anything. Or...
Well.
No, I'm kidding.
I have no comment to that. Let's see. I have shitty
Isn't
questions.
He great?
So I'm gonna throw them all out.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw random questions at you because GS Gold and apparently everybody thinks my questions suck.
Uh-huh.
So what is your opinion on my questions?
Your questions are alright, I guess. I think they were well thought out and probably written on a sheet of paper. And I'll answer that question with a question. What do you think of my questions?
You haven't asked any questions yet, unless you count that question.
Haven't I, Rick? Haven't I?
You've said some questionable things, like blowjobs and Monica Lewinsky, but... not actual questions.
See, ladies and gentlemen, the man is simply running a smear campaign. He has no place in Washington.
Monica Lewinsky or me?
Do you have to ask the difference?
Oh, Quinlan with the snap. I'll have to repay you for that.
Oh, I'm sure you'll repay me in kind.
You are so eyebrows today.
It's just that been that kind of day, Rick. It's been that kind of day.
I picture you, you know, calling your grandmother and being like, eyebrows.
Okay, Rick. My question to you. What do I do about the water I just spit all over my DS?
Same thing you do with your keyboard.
Oh. Well, okay, you passed the first test. Any capable administrator, webmaster, would have a good answer for that.
Yes, I'm. I've dubbed myself webministrator. Off of something Rick's dad said, which is he doesn't know how to pronounce administration, or. Webmaster, apparently, so he combines them.
A nice portmanteau.
So, my question to you, Quinlan, is...
Yes?
If you wanted to, could you kick yourself in the face?
Let's see. I'll answer that with another question. If I wanted to, could I be... No, I don't think I could.
Just answered your own question.
What?
You just answered your own question.
Quit trying to lead me around in circles, Rick. You gotta be straight and honest. None of this flip-flopping business.
Yeah, but we're in politics.
That's what lost John Kerry the last election. Jeez.
What lost him the election is because he looked like Lurch.
Ah, oh, very good. Moving along.
Dead silence.
So, Rick, I've heard allegations of, you not doing stuff. How do you respond?
Well, when I'm, accused of not doing stuff, I usually turn that right back on the accuser because, really, me and you do more for the site than anyone besides Soap. If you think about that.
I guess so. And I was talking with Ben about this earlier. Pretty much I've picked up my camera and recorded largely the same goofy antics my friends and I go through every day, but I try and throw in a bit of postulated stuff there. Alzito, you go ahead and answer the phone. So I think it turns out pretty well. Yeah.
You should totally record Zito answering the phone.
Let's see. I got a good bit of a show there. Yeah. I got a bit of him talking to Ben. So.
You allow him to answer your phone?
I guess. I'm busy with this, man.
My friends would be like, "Hey, Rick died."
Isn't this supposed to be an administration interview, Rick?
Okay.
Isn't it?
My question to you. Okay.
My question to you is, can you stay on topic long enough to not derail the site completely?
No.
I see. Very good.
See, I was on topic for that one.
Let's see. Okay. Where do you see the Daily POS in 10 years?
Where do I see? I see myself still doing everything. I see our faces on the front page still, because I've never removed them.
It'll still have the Greg.org banner?
Yeah, the Greg.org banner will never leave. Not because I want it there, but more because I just don't feel like doing anything.
I'm going to hold you to that pledge, you know.
Yeah, we're going to keep that up. Greg.org.
Read my lips. No new removing the Greg banner.
The Greg.org banner is it's going to be with us for a long time.
You wouldn't want to go the way of the first Bush administration, would you?
Jeez, I better declare war on somebody. That gets me double elections.
Ooh, maybe some website.
You know what we should do? Totally. We need to declare war on Greg.org so we can take the Greg.org the site.
Awesome.
You hear me, Greg.org? We're coming for you. And hell's coming with me.
Distributed denial of service all the way, man. Thugs of anime, for life.
I picture you doing the hand signals while you do that. My question to you, Krem. Boxers or briefs?
Another one. What? Wait, what? What?
Boxers or briefs?
What are those?
Yeah, commando, apparently.
What?
You're apparently going commando.
I can kick real high.
Oh, my. That, those pants probably need a lot of washing.
I've ruined everything decency stands for in this one day.
Well, you've ruined everything decent in those pants.
Wait, pants?
Try and keep up with me.
Okay.
I've got another question for you. Can you keep up with me long enough for me to derail topics?
I don't know. Because is the derailer going to be able to beat the derailer?
Awkward silence. That's deep, man. That's real deep.
Thank you.
People are going to be listening to this and saying, why are there minute-long gaps of silence? And
that's what the mother said.
Oh. Oh, man. You're asking for it. I'm going to have to think something up. I'm going to be making GIFs for the front page of Krem's Pants.
You're going to be punching donkeys in the face left and right, aren't you?
Well, you would know about donkey punching more than me.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
let's
you haven't...
move on.
Yes. Any questions?
All right, Rick. You've completely failed to make an inaugural address. Would you like to do so now?
All right, I think that's only fair that I state my views on everything.
All right, everybody, listen up. This is important.
Dear members of Greg, I, with my new running mate, Quinlan's Pants, we stand for goodness and justice and Pop-Tarts and no sows, because a sow is a terrorist, and if you have a sows, the terrorists have won, and Greg.org needs to fall for the freedom of the world, because Greg.org is an oppressor of freedoms and rights of its people, and must be liberated by the DailyPOS.org, because we are defenders of greatness and justice, and we like to post in Weedle and Oats and, you know,
Pop-Tarts
and, you know, people flailing Kermit.gif, and, you know, people deserve to have this. And as defenders of internet rights, we need to be able to supply people with Kermit.gif flailing and craziness, and these people deserve to have their Weedles and freedom of speech and freedom of Weedle, and without our 2005s coming down and telling us who's the channel owner. And these people deserve their internet rights to look at Ditto's raping EVs and the horrible expressions thereof, because that's the kind of internet that I stand for. Thank you.
Right, Ditto, I think this man deserves a round of applause.
Yes, yes, I am great.
Stepped on a goat head.
Ditto stepped on a goat head. Anyways.
That man is now the Secretary of State.
Huh?
That man is now the Secretary of State.
Josh Ditto?
Josh Ditto. He's the Ditto of POS. He's the Ditto of POS.
He is. So, okay, my next question to you. Do you plan to make any changes to the cabinet?
Well, the cabinet hereof consists of my right-hand man slash running mate, Quinlan.
Quinlan's pants.
And Quinlan pants.
They don't call me Crazy Legs for no reason.
damn it, you broke my concentration.
I have a way of doing that.
Quinlan's pants, and his, and then there's Soap, who's over here somewhere tinkering and breaking the site. And, you know, then we have to reload it and lose, like, 3 days worth of posting. Then
except he's going to play Pokemon the whole time. He should be repairing it. But
oh, yeah. You know, it'll go the way of POS the game.
It's the POS way.
Once he breaks POS the next time, we'll all be on the pro boards for about a year while he's fixing it.
That emitted a hearty chuckle.
Yes, we'll move switch straight along to then there's Steve. And
Steve elected a new...
Who's Steve? Right. You know, the Steve guy. I keep hearing about him. What does he do?
Who the hell is Steve?
You know, exactly.
I think I'm too young to remember Steve. I was born in the 90s, so...
I was born in the 80s, and apparently that was the decade of Steve.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
There's,
Static.
Oh, yes.
You know, the only other person who updates the site.
She wears some pants.
Not while I'm around, eyebrows.
That's not even eyebrows, it's just like... If there were a whirling cock emoticon, you know. I am not going to add that one secretly. I promise.
What is he doing in the back there?
Ditto, he's making food or something.
He's on a Ditto-esque adventure.
Yeah.
Watch out, man. Quinn will kick you.
It's true. Oh, I already did. I got some good video earlier.
Excellent.
Maybe I'll put it on the site.
Ooh. Well, I think...
Anyways, we're having an interview, so...
As for your question of who I'm going to add to the site, well, there is... I've always been kind of planning on adding one more staffer. Because Soap Soap is all but retired from updating. We need someone to cover something, because I really don't feel like fucking being the only person who updates besides you and Static, I mean. But you guys update your own thing. You don't update the main sections.
Well, I don't know. I mean... there was a couple of new sections that
'Kay.
I was hoping you'd add soon that I would update too. You know?
Yeah. Well, I know you're going to update, and I know Static updates pretty consistently, but here I am stuck with Mailbag, Coral Mayhem, VG Trivia, Pick of the Week, and these are all hefty, big sections to do.
I can help you out anytime you want, really.
True, but I was waiting for your school to end.
Oh, that's... Over, I got finals next week, and then after that, I'm done.
Yeah, I wasn't going to interrupt you while you're in finals.
Well, I'm always glad to get on here and do, silly mailbag readings with you. I'm always up for that.
Hey, silly mailbag readings for the win, but we can't go too long or Soap will hit us.
Yeah.
We made him angry. You know, he was all, who's the channel owner?
Here's the
So, anyways, next question.
Yes. I have one.
Cheers.
I have one.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Juicy Fruit gum or Big Red gum?
Oh, I don't chew gum.
Blasphemy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you smoke then.
I have lollipops.
Lollipops. Let's see. I'll throw out another question. Does Krem Quinlan play any musical instruments?
A resounding no, I don't.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm sorry. I own a harmonica. I guess I could learn to play it.
I think we all own harmonicas. We just never learn.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, I've got a question for you.
Go right ahead.
And this is something Ben was wondering about, too. It's a bit of a spin on an old classic. Jewish people, what are their motives?
Money.
Money?
Money.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash.
You
are the rest of the song.
You need to sing. That's your instrument.
Oh, actually, I was in a school musical once, remember?
Yeah, you were, weren't you? What was the musical again?
Zito remembers. Zito gets pissed off whenever I mention it because it got canceled and it sucked, but...
God damn it!
Yeah, that was him swearing.
That is going to be my my highlight noise.
All right.
Him screaming, God damn it!
He can do all sorts. So anyways, let's see. Next question. Can Rick,
I can,
Maybe I should make some more structured questions sometimes for you. I don't know.
Well, ask me whatever's on your mind. Okay, nothing apparently. I'll ask you a question, Rick, then.
Okay, Rick, if you were Krem, what would you say to Rick?
Okay, let me think.
Oh, very funny.
No, wait, I'm actually thinking.
God.
What is he doing back there, killing a cat?
Doing the dishes.
You have your friends come over and do your dishes?
Well, he ate all the food.
Oh, snap.
No, I just don't like seeing a mess.
Oh, right, Vito, right. Anyways.
Krem versus Zito.
Kick him in the face. I'll kick him right now. No, oh, he ran away and hid behind the thing.
Enemy Zito has escaped.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, you want me to...
Soap's probably going to get pissed at us for going off too much.
So, well, it's almost at 20 minutes. I'm going to try and average these out to be about 15 to 20 minutes, so we still got a minute. What I would ask...
Cut off half of it.
Yeah, I'll cut off. I'll make it two-parter.
Ooh.
That's what I was going to do with...
I'm sorry, that was my brain being distorted by space and time tearing in two.
Fire the fun beam!
Let's see.
As per your question earlier, what you should ask me if I were you.
Yeah.
Well, if I were you, I would be like, hey, Rick, you're cool. Internets? How's it up there in Michigan? I'm Krem. I kick things and, you know, fucking Zito cooking stuff in my kitchen, eating my food. Come here and beat him up. I'm not... Miramo, you bastard. And then I'd be like, you're not even on... You don't even have a bounty. Your face is all silly in your bounty.
Well, I'd like to make some closing statements, then.
Yeah.
I think that we can see from what's just occurred here in the last 20 minutes that there's a very, very bright future for POS. I think we... You know, I could say it's... It's morning in POS.
Psst, Greg.
Right. It's morning in Greg. Trying to do my best Donald Reagan. And,
Scenic Greg.
Scenic Greg. I think there's great things on the way ahead if we're to expect more of what's just happened here. I think that Rick and I are an inspired duo. We're possibly the greatest thing that's ever happened to this website. We're going to make it reach to new bounds. We're going to get all sorts of, I don't know, merchandise going and make millions of dollars. And we'll plaster our faces everywhere and all over billboards all over the nation. And everybody will worship us as gods. And they'll all bow down at our feet presenting great trophies of fish and brownies to us. And we'll sit there and we'll laugh and we'll laugh and we'll laugh forever. And I think that's how things are going to turn out. Either that or we just continue being silly and irreverent. One of the two.
Okay, final closing statements for me. I'm Quinlan, and I kick things, and hi. No, actually, my final closing comments are basically, the Daily POS is not going to change in any way, shape, or form, because no matter what I do is ever going to change, you stupid motherfuckers. I can never profit off of you. You're all stupid. I hate you. Start making me money. You know, you never do anything right. You always break shit, and you complain. And, you know, why doesn't this work? Why doesn't this work? I want you to pull my pants up for me. Me! And
guys, quick, I think Brick's been kidnapped and replaced by GS Gold.
I was doing my best GS Gold. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end now. This has been Rick, and
this has been Krem.
And we own you now, so get used to it.
We own you now.